Thank you, Mr. Coordinator, for giving us the floor. We believe we are going to talk more on contamination and clearance. So we would like to use this opportunity to deliver the statement under the agenda item 6. Mr. Coordinator, distinguished delegates, Ukraine recognizes and highly values the important role played by the Convention on Certain Convention Weapons as a crucial international instrument to protect civilian population from the ravages of war. The CCW has been instrumental in promoting the international norms and encouraging cooperation among high contracting parties, particularly in addressing the dangers posed by explosive remnants of war. Over the past 44 years, the CCW has served as a cornerstone of international humanitarian law, evolving with the times to impose concrete limits on the means and methods of warfare. Its dynamic and flexible nature has allowed it to codify and advance the rules and norms of humanitarian law, balancing military necessity with humanitarian considerations. The CCW has effectively prohibited or regulated specific weapon systems that threaten indiscriminate harm, thereby safeguarding civilians. Ukraine remains committed to full compliance with Protocol 2 of the CCW, which specifically addresses prohibitions and restrictions on the use of mines, booby traps, and other devices. Our compliance is unwavering, even in the face of extraordinary challenges posed by the ongoing external aggression. Distinguished delegates, yesterday we listened attentively to the presentation by the Russian delegation, which spoke of their efforts to assist other nations in demining their territories and of their purported compliance with the provision of the CCW, including those of Protocol 2. However, the reality on the ground, particularly in Ukraine, starkly contradicts these claims. Since the beginning of its unprovoked invasion of my country, the Russian Federation has employed a wide array of weapons, including those explicitly prohibited or restricted by the CCW and its protocols, as well as by international humanitarian law. These include the indiscriminate use of booby trap mines, improvised explosive devices, and incendiary weapons, tools of war that inflict untold suffering on civilians. As we speak, the horror of Russia's actions is not a distant memory, but an ever-present nightmare. Just yesterday, a brutal Russian strike on Poltava claimed the lives of at least 52 civilians, including those who perished under the rubble of a partially destroyed educational institution and a neighboring hospital. More than 270 others were grievously injured in this heinous attack. The devastation continued this very night in the city of Lviv, where a Russian missile strike killed 7 people, including 3 children, and left 38 other wounded. These are not isolated incidents, but rather part of a deliberate and systematic campaign that flagrantly violates the very conventions we, as the disarmament community, are here to uphold. The CCW and its protocols have been systematically and deliberately undermined by the Russian Federation during its ongoing aggression against Ukraine. The use of mines, booby traps, and other devices by Russian forces within Ukrainian territory grossly violates the standards and limitations specified in the technical annex of the amended Protocol 2. Russia's actions reveal a blatant disregard for the international norms designed to protect civilians from the horrors of war. As a result of these actions, Russia has contaminated a significant portion of Ukraine's territory, approximately 174,000 square kilometers, with mines and explosive remnants of war. The scale of this contamination continues to grow as the war rages on, fueled by Russia's indiscriminate targeting and massive deployment of anti-personnel mines. These explosive devices are not only intended to inflict casualties, but to terrorize the population and restrict the free movement of our people. Millions of Ukrainians, particularly children, are at risk from these hidden killers, which continue to claim lives and maim bodies long after the fighting has moved on. Distinguished delegates, from the first days of Russia's full-scale aggression, Ukrainian pyrotechnic units and demining teams have been working tirelessly to ensure the safety of our civilian population. These brave individuals face enormous risk as they clear mines, booby traps, and other explosive devices left behind by Russian forces. Their work is made all the more dangerous by the sophisticated and cruel nature of these devices, which are often designed to inflict maximum harm on those trying to remove them. Despite these challenges, Ukraine, with the support of the international community, has made significant progress in demining liberated areas. We have established centralized databases to track accidents and victims, deployed mechanized demining machines, and trained dogs to detect mines. These efforts have led to the identification and deactivation of over 523,000 explosive devices and the surveying of more than 144,000 hectares of territory. Yet the scale of the contamination is vast and the work is far from over. The people of Ukraine continue to suffer, not only from the immediate effects of war, but from the long-term danger posed by mines and unexploded ordnance. Distinguished delegates, Ukraine once again emphasizes the critical importance of our accountability for any violations of this convention and its protocols. The Russian Federation's blatant disregard for international norms and its continued use of prohibited weapons must not go unanswered. We call upon the state parties to the CCW and its protocols to redouble their efforts to hold Russia accountable for its action, to compel it to cease its illegal war of aggression against Ukraine, and to prevent further casualties and destruction. The future of international humanitarian law depends on our collective resolve to uphold the principles we have agreed upon. Anything less would be a betrayal of the values that this convention seeks to protect. I thank you.